诗篇的八十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalm, chapter 84.
啊，诗篇的八十四篇。
Psalms chapter 84.
啊，八十四篇的第七节。
Let's look at Psalm 84, verse 7.
啊，来请读。
Verse 7. They go from strength to strength, each one appears before God in Zion.
啊，这个地方说神的选民呢，行走个人到锡安来朝见神。
Here it talks about the man go from strength to go from strength to strength to Zion to worship God.
朝见神哈，这是我们一生啊最宝贵的体验。
So, worshiping God is one of the most precious experience that we can ever have in our lives.
有一次我到一个弟兄开的餐馆啊去拜访。
So there's one time I came to a restaurant owned by a brother.
他的入门的地方啊有一张已经花房的照片。
So at the entry there was this ancient photo.
就是那时候美国的副总统曾经到他的餐馆吃饭。
And that photo was capturing the moment when the vice president visited his restaurant.
对他来讲这个是一个非常宝贵的经验。
And that was a very precious experience for him.
那把它贴在餐馆的门口。
So he kept this picture and hung it up in the entry of his restaurant.
那对我们每一个人来讲，你一生最美妙的经验、最难忘的经验是什么？
And for every one of us, what is your most precious experience in your life?
如果我们最难忘的经验不是神，而是人事物我们的信仰还有一段空间可以努力。
And if you have it, your most precious experience is not related to God, then apparently there's a gap for your, there's improvement for your faith.
最深刻、最感动人的体验就是从神来的体验。
And that is because the most touching experience only comes from God.
所以圣经怎么描写摩西面对面见到神？
So how does the Bible describe when Moses was facing God?
圣经怎么描写保罗?
How does the Bible describe Paul?
他到过第三层天。
Paul went into the third heaven.
那天是什么?天是神的座位。
And the heaven is the throne of God.
所以在灵界里面他已经到了神的面前。
So in the spiritual world, Paul has entered in front of God.
那到了神面前以后，他在回顾世界上一些经验。
And he was looking back his worldly experience.
这个不是不好但是如果跟到神面前那个经验这个都是粪土。
It's not saying that reflecting your past experience is not good, but in regards of a worldly God, heaven,what happens on earth isn't it's nothing to mention.
所以这里讲到锡安朝见神这个是我们的一个目标。
So here it says, worshiping God in Zion is something that we should strive for.
约伯记里面讲，我从前风云有神。
In the book of Job, Job said he heard about God.
但现在我亲眼看见神。
But now I see him in my own eyes.
所以我们有可能是第二代、第三代的信仰。
We might be the second or third generation of TJC members.
从小就听父母讲有关于神。
And we have heard about many stories or experiences about God.
在教会的宗教教育听到很多有关于神的事情。
Inside RE classes, we will learn many knowledge and things about God.
这个都是理论的，这个都是知识的，这是观念的。
And these are all theoretical stuff.
那这个第二代的信仰在什么时候神会变成他的神？
And at what point in your life does a second generation believer turns this belief into his own belief?
就是他亲眼见到神。
And it's only after he witnessed God.
那约伯真的眼睛看到神吗？
So did Job really see God?
我在约伯记里面看不出他看见过神。
In Job, I don't see that.
也就是他在这个试炼当中，他对神的认识，他对神的体验越来越清楚。
So in other words, in Job, it describes how Job improves his faith through his trial from God.
所以我们到锡安要来朝见神。
So we have to come to Zion to worship God.
我们听了很多，现在要来看看现在要来体验神。
So we have learned many teachings from the Bible, but we have to experience it ourselves.
那锡安是哪里？
So where is Zion?
锡安就是圣城的所在。
Zion is where the sacred, the holy place,
也就是耶路撒冷，
which is Jerusalem.
那所以旧约时代为什么到锡安这么重要？
And in the Old Testament, why is it so important to go to Zion?
因为神住在天上，
because God dwells in the heaven.
众人所不能靠近的光里面，
and He is living inside a God that no one can go near.
神也住在地上，
and God also lives on earth.
就是神叫摩西所建造的会幕。
And he lives inside the tabernacle that he ordered Moses to build.
所以这个会幕建好了，神的荣光充满，连他们都没有办法站立。
So after the tabernacle was built, God's light was filled in that tabernacle, and no one can stand.
那后来所罗门把它盖成圣殿。
And later on, King Solomon built it into a temple.
那圣殿完了。这个约柜抬进去献殿的时候，哇，整个殿充满着荣光。
And God's light was filling the whole temple when it was built.
所以为什么选民到耶路撒冷去朝见神，这么重要
？And that is why it is so important for the people of Israel to go to Jerusalem to worship God.
那今天这个锡安这个圣殿。就是教会。
And today, this Zion, this temple, is also our church today.
所以教会是神所充满的地方。
So the church is where God, is full of God.
教会是主耶稣的身体。
The church is also God's body.
那个又真又活的神就充满在教会里面。
And the true living God is living in our church.
我们现在看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
第二节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2. Now it shall come to pass in the later days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall follow it to it.
第三节。
Verse 3. Many people shall come and say, Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
这个地方讲末后的日子神的殿的山要坚立超乎诸山。
So here it talks about during the end days, God's temple will be built on a mountain where it surpasses all other mountains.
所以这个殿神的殿是建在高山上。
So God's temple is built on this tallest mountain.
那万民要流归这山。
And all people should come to flow and come to this temple.
为什么？因为神就在这里。
Because that is where God is.
所以你如果要找神就要来爬山，到山上，到殿里面，你就可以体验到神，可以见到神。
So if you are searching for God, you have to climb the mountain, go on to the top, and then go inside the temple, and then you can experience God.
所以我们每一天虽然很忙碌
，So in spite of that, we have busy lives.
事情也很多。
We have many things to do.
但是如果我们能够来教会朝见神来敬拜神这是我们一个礼拜里面最大的福气。
But it is the greatest blessing if we can spare our time to come and worship God in His temple.
那倒过来如果我们没有办法来朝见神这是我们生活中最大的损失。
But if not that we cannot come to worship God, then it will be our great loss.
所以我们在做任何一个决定，不论你是找工作、搬家、婚姻、学校，能够来神的殿朝见神，这个要是变成非常重要考虑的一个因素。
So no matter what decisions you are making, you should always place this in your mind that you have to come and worship God in His temple.
那人为什么会想到圣殿来朝见神？
So why does man want to come into the temple and worship God?
我们现在回来看诗篇的84篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 84.
诗篇的84篇。
Psalms chapter 84.
第一节。
Verse 1.Verse 1, to the chief musician on an instrument of Gath, a psalm of the son of, verse 1, how lovely is your tabernacle, or O Lord of hosts?
第二节。
Verse 2, my soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord, my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
这个地方讲你的居所何等可爱。
Here, in verse 1, it says how lovely, God's tabernacle is.
神的居所就是教会。
And God's tabernacle is the church.
所以虽然有时候我们发现我们在社会上算不了什么。
And so sometimes when we find we don't make a lot on earth, on our daily lives.
当我们信耶稣受洗。
But after we are getting baptized.
我们就被称义。
Then we are deemed just.
那在神面前我们就是圣民。
And we are the holy people of God.
所以我们这个信徒的集合就是圣所。
And the congregation of the holy people of God is the church.
就是神所居住的地方。
And it is where God lives.
所以教会在神看起来是非常宝贵的。
So to God, a church is holy and very precious.
不只是他用宝血把我们从魔鬼世界里面买出来。
And that is not only because he has saved us from with his blood from Satan.
而且这个教会是神所充满、神居住的地方。
But also, it's a place where is full of him.
所以在新约时代，如果你要拜神，你要去哪里？要去教会。
So in the New Testament, where you wanted to worship God, you should go to the church.
但是教会不是会堂。
But the church is not the physical chapel that we are sitting in.
会堂是物质的。
A chapel is
教会是属灵的。
So a chapel may be only for physical, but church is spiritual.
主耶稣说，如果两三个人同心合意祷告，我就在他们当中。
So Jesus told us whenever you gather two or three people and pray in His name, then I'm among with them.
那个又真又活的神，那荣耀的父。当我们奉耶稣的名聚会，他就在我们当中。
So when you congregate and pray or gather in the name of Lord Jesus, He is among us.
所以神的居所何等可爱，那个居所就是教会。
So how lovely is God's tabernacle, and this tabernacle is our church.
所以第二节。
So in verse 2,
我羡慕可想神的院里，我的心肠肉体向永生的神呼吁。
My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
这个地方就在讲这个作诗的人渴慕、渴想神的愿语。
So here, in verse 2, it describes how the author was longing for God's court.
所以这个作诗的人对神的愿语还有对神是有感情的。
So this author has feelings to God's court.
有时候我们信耶稣信到最后变成 一堆的知识。
Sometimes when we become a very experienced believer, we only have God's teachings and knowledge.
变成拜神变成一种习惯而已。
And our worship just become an habit.
那其实我们跟神之间需要有感情。
And actually, we have to build this feeling and relationship with God.
因为跟神是一种关系。
Because it's in relationship.
所以圣经说一神他是众人的父。
In the Bible it tells us this one God is everyone's father.
所以我们跟神他是我们的父。父跟孩子是有感情的。
And if, father and sons have feelings and relationships.
即使孩子忘记父亲，父亲还是爱孩子。
Even if the son forgets about his father, the father still loves him.
即使孩子出去像浪子，父亲还是爱孩子。
And despite the son may do something wrong, the father still loves him.
我们跟神的关系又好像夫妻。
And our relationship to God is also like a couple.
受洗的时候就许配给基督。
And when we are getting baptized, we are married to God.
那主耶稣再来就是婚宴的时刻。
And whenever God, Jesus comes again, it's the banquet time.
那如果结过婚，你就知道订婚啊，这是一个爱的决定。
So if you have ever been married, you will know that this decision is a decision of love.
啊，结婚这是一个爱的实现。
And it's also the fulfillment of love.
啊，从订婚到结婚，这是爱不断的加强。
From engagement to marriage, it's a process of strengthening your love.
啊。啊，所以我们跟神的关系啊，从受洗开始，应该是越来越强。
So our relationship with God, starting from getting baptized, will only grow stronger and stronger.
啊，我们非常的渴慕神。
We long for God.
我们渴慕神再来接我们到天国去。
We are waiting for God to come and pick us up again and enter His kingdom of heaven.
当我们跟神有感情的时候
，So when we have feelings with God,
我们就会渴想神。
Then we will long for him.
哦，我们会可想神的愿语。
We will long his courts.
我们会可想神的家。
We will look for his house.
这个就是教会。
And that is the church.
但是当我们的爱一直在减退的时候
，But if we our love is diminishing,
那个可想神呢就越来越少了。
Then you will not long for God's court.
那为什么爱会减退？
And why does love diminishes?
有时候是因为有第三者的存在。
It might be there is someone else.
哦，那这个第三者和可能就是世界。
And this third someone else or this third person may be the world.
这个第三者很可能就是偶像。
This mistress may also be an idol.
啊，这个第三者很可能就是我们个人的理想。
And it may also be our career goal.
哦，那这一些让我们对神的爱减低，所以我们的可想就越来越少。
And these will all diminish our love, and we no longer long for God's court.
啊，我们现在看诗篇的四十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 42.
啊，诗篇的四十二篇。
Psalms chapter 42.
啊，第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. Verse 2. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come to appear before God?
这个地方讲，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
Here in verse 1, it says, As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God.
哦，这个鹿啊，在山上跑来跑去，到最后，它要找的就是溪水。
So a deer is wandering around in the forest, and what he is looking for is the water brooks.
那我们在这个世界上啊，到处漂泊，到最后你会发现，我们的心最可想就是神。
And as a sojourner in the on the earth, we what we are longing for in our last days is God.
啊，所以第二节。
So in verse 2.
啊，我的心可想啊，神就是永生的神。我几时得朝见神呢？
My soul thirsts of God for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?
哦，所以有时候我们这个生活一忙碌以后，这个拜神是我们很多事项里面的一个事项。
So when we get busy, worshiping God becomes a lower priority in our list.
哦，那如果我们看以色列百姓他们在旷野。
So if we look at the Israelites when they're in the wilderness,
他们在安营的时候，会幕是在中间呢。
When they are setting their camp, they put the tabernacle in the center of their camp.
就是他生活的中心呢，是神呢。
And which also means the center of their life is God.
哦，所以我们的信仰就是要不断的调到最后，一切都会跟神有关系。
So we have to constantly adjust our life that everything relates to God.
所以有时候我们在谈论什么，你到最后一定会跟信仰有关系。
So whatever we talk about, everything is related to God.
所以第二节，我的心渴想神。
So in verse 2, my soul thirsts for God.
那我什么时候可以朝见神呢？
And when can I come and appear before God?
第三节。
Verse 3.
我也昼夜以眼泪当饮食来人不度对我说。你的神在哪里？所以从第三节我们可以知道，这里会可想神，是因为生活遇到困难。
So starting from verse 3, we know that we would long for God because we have trials and tribulation in our lives.
所以雅各尔说，不要让我太富足。
So Agur prayed to God that please let me not to be too prosperous.
因为太富足了，我们就不会可想神。
Because when you're living a good life, you will forget about God.
所以有时候人遇到困难，会重新建立跟神的关系。
And for a man to face difficulties, it will also reconstruct his relationship with God.
好，那我们现在看63篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 63.
诗篇63篇。
Psalms chapter 63.
这个是大卫作的诗。
It's a Psalm of David.
第一节。
Verse 1.O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you, my soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water.
第二节。
Verse 2. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory.
第三节。
Verse 3. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you.
这个地方讲啊，我要切切寻求你。
Here it describes that my soul thrives for you.
下面在干旱疲乏无水之地，我渴想你。
And it's like in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, and I look for you.
什么叫做干旱疲乏无水之地
？So what is a dry and thirsty land?
就是得不到满足、没有生命的地方。
And it's a land that your needs don't get fulfilled.
这个常常是旷野。
And this may be the wilderness.
所以这个世界啊，看起来好像伊甸园。
The world may seem to be an Garden of Eden.
但是在属灵上啊，好像是干旱疲乏无水之地。
But if you look at from a spiritual perspective, it's a thirsty land.
你现在可以买到一个非常传真的彩色的电视。
Nowadays you can buy a 8K high resolution television.
但是问题是，你电视买回来里面要放什么东西，你看了会满足。
But what matters is what content you watch that will make you feel fulfilled.
比方说你就弄一个电影来看。
For instance, if you turn on a movie.
正在看的时候很刺激啊。
And when you are just into that excitement.
每一分钟啊，情节都不一样。
The plot is constant changing.
那看了两个钟头。
And then you watch the movie for 2 hours.
完了，你现在回头过来想，到底我得到什么？
And then if you think what you have watched, what did you learn or gain?
我更平安吗?
Do you feel safer?
我更喜乐吗?
Are you you're more happy?
我们就发现那个只是在消磨时间用的。
We'll find at the end it's only to waste your time.
所以我们在这个世界跑来跑去啊，到最后你发现这干旱疲乏无水之地。
So as we live in this earth, this world, we will find this land is a land of thirsty and dryness.
那越有这样的体验，就越容易回头。
And as you experience this dry and thirsty land, then you are more likely to return to God.
所以第三节。
So in verse 3,
第二节
verse 2.
我在圣所中要瞻仰你，为着要见你的能力跟你的荣耀。
So I've looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory.
下面第三节
，verse three，
你的慈爱比生命更好。第三节。
第三。
诗篇63篇第三节。
Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you.
你看，我们每一天最可想就是回家。
So what we are looking for at the end of the day is that we will have to go home.
因为这里面有爱
，because there's love in your home。
那我们想要来朝见神。
So we want to worship God。
因为在神他的殿宇里面有神的爱。
Because inside his temple there is his love。
那这个爱比酒更美。
And this love is better than wine。
会让我们得到更大的满足。
And it will also give us more fulfillment。
让我们的心充满着甜美。
And it will bring us sweetness in our hearts.
所以一个人呢，即使生活很平顺如果你世界一直去想到最后，你发现那个是一块旷野。
So even a man lives a very smooth life. If you think about it, it's, he's also living in a dry and thirsty land.
真的要有满足, 要回来找神。
And if you really want to be fulfilled, to live a fulfilled life, that you have to come back to look for God.
我们看诗篇84篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 84.
诗篇84篇的第三节。
Psalm chapter 84, verse 3.
请。
Psalm chapter 84, verse 3. Verse 3. Defend the poor and feather... Verse 3. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
这个地方讲啊, 万军的神, 祂是我的王, 祂是我的神。
Here it talks about that Lord is my King and my Lord.
我的, 祂是我的, 所以这个有一种个人的关系在里面。
So he is my Lord, which there's this personal relationship in it.
如果神是我爸爸的神, 那我就不一定跟他有关系啊。
If this God is my father's God, it might not be my God.
那我的神。
But here it says it's my God.
他是我人生的主宰。
He is the host of my life.
有一种很亲密的个人关系。
So there's this very intimate relationship here.
那第三节就在讲啊, 麻雀。 它能够在祭坛的旁边在那里, 筑巢。
So here in verse 3, it talks about the sparrow can build his nest next to an altar.
那第四节。
And in verse 4.
如此在你的殿中的变为有福了。
Blessed are those who dwell in your house.
这度在神的殿中是有福了。
So living in God's house is a blessing.
这个住在神的殿中啊, 不是指着我们搬到教会里面来住。
And this doesn't mean physically we move in our household into the church.
这个是会堂。
This is only the physical chapel.
这是一个物质的建筑。
And it's just an architecture, just a building.
但是住在你的殿, 在新约时代啊, 这个殿是属灵的。
But this temple here in the New Testament, it's a spiritual temple.
所以住在神的殿中, 住就是表示, 我们常常跟他们在一起。
So to dwell in this spiritual temple means that we have to constantly abide in it.
所以使徒实在, 他们天天同心合意, 在一起, 在殿里面聚会。
So during the apostolic times, they constantly pray together in this spiritual temple.
然后他们常常在一起团契的擘饼祈祷。
And they pray together and have fellowships together.
这个叫做住在神的殿中。
And that is how we can dwell in his temple.
那这样的人是有福气的。
And blessings are those men who does this.
所以人生最大的福气是什么?
So what is the greatest blessing a man can receive in his life?
住在神的殿中。
And that is to dwell in God's temple.
就是我们能够来亲近神所充满的这个圣所, 这个是最大的福气。
So the greatest blessing is that we can come near to his spiritual temple.
为什么呢?
And why is that?
我们看第九节。
Let's turn to verse 9.
请读。
Verse 9, O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed.
这个第九节啊, 一直到12节啊, 就是, 我们如果能够住在神的殿中, 亲近神, 我们的生活会有很大的不同。
So here from verse 9 to verse 12, it describes how different our lives may be if we dwell in his temple.
那这个不同啊, 不是世界上, 你可以找得到的。
And this difference is not something you can find in the world.
所以第九节哈,
so in verse 9,
你是我们的盾牌,
you are our shield.
求你, 垂顾, 观看你受膏者的面,
and look upon the face of your anointed.
所以神是我们的盾牌,
so God is our shield.
盾牌是什么?
So what is a shield?
当敌人射下火箭的时候, 这个盾牌就把它挡住了。
So when your enemy shoots you an arrow, then you can use this shield to guard yourself.
所以我们不晓得魔鬼的计谋是什么。
So we don't know Satan's attack is.
他看得见我们看不见他。
He sees us, but we cannot see him.
但是如果我们常常亲近神。
But if we are close to God,
神会保守我们。
Then God will protect us.
让我们不致受到魔鬼的陷害。
So we will not fall in Satan's trap and his attack.
你是我们的盾牌。
So here, God is our shield.
求你垂顾观看你的受膏者。
And look upon the face of your anointed.
这神的受膏者就是我们。
So God's anointed ones are us.
我们受洗得圣灵就是受膏。
So when we get baptized, we are also getting anointed.
那受膏就是君尊的祭司，就是圣洁的国度。
So we become the holy priest and also the holy nation.
所以有时候虽然我们没有求什么。
So sometimes even if we don't ask for anything from God.
但是因为我们常常到神的殿这样来亲近神。
But we constantly come in front of him and worship him.
有时候我们回头过来看发现为什么我们的一生走得这么平顺。
Then we will find that we have a smooth, very smooth life provided by God.
我们自己也有时候会吓了一跳，怎么一生 很平顺。
And we may be surprised how that could be.
有时候一个工作没有了自然就找到第二个工作。
Sometimes when you lose a job and then God will provide another.
那唯一可以解释的就是因为神在保护保守我们。
And the only reason that everything can work out that way is God is protecting us.
好，我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. Verse 10, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
这个地方讲，在神的院里住一日，胜是在别处住千日。
So here it says, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000 in anywhere else.
这个地方讲神的院里住一日。
Here it tells us living a day in God's court.
比方说安息日。
For instance, on Sabbath.
我们就是来神的院里住一日，住就是来神的殿里面来亲近神。
We are staying at God's court and to be close with him for one day.
那胜过你去参加 party, 胜过你去哪个地方玩，到高级的餐馆去吃东西。
So it's much better than going to a luxurious place to have a meal or go out partying.
因为这种属灵的满足实在是你在世界上的这些娱乐场所人所追求满足的地方实在是没有办法找到的。
Because this spiritual enlightenment cannot be found anywhere else on earth.
我们现在再看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
十一节因为神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠跟荣耀。
Verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield, the Lord will give grace and glory.
那我们到圣殿来朝见神。
So we come into the temple and worship God.
那神是什么？这里说神是日头。
And what is God here? It tells us God is sun.
所以最重要教会有神，教会如果没有神就不值得来。
So what is important is that we only come to the church because there's God. If there's no God, we shouldn't come.
如果教会真的有神，这真的很值得我们来。
And if there's really this God in the church, then it's worth our time to come worshiping him.
神是日头。
God is sun.
有时候你看到弟兄到夏威夷度假，到哪里度假，你怎么知道回来整个头皮肤晒得黑黑的。
So you can tell a guy if he went to on a vacation to Hawaii, he will get a tan.
那神是日头。
And God is a sun.
所以一个人如果住在神的殿中，这个日头会有光照。
So if there's a sun, then there will be sunshine.
那光照以后，在我们生活中就会有一个表现出来。
And this sunshine shines upon us, and we will have a good behavior.
你看就说这个人有神的光照他。
And others will tell that you have God's light shining on you.
那这是什么？
So what does that mean?
我们现在看以赛亚书六十章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 60.
啊，以赛亚书的六十章。
Isaiah chapter 60.
啊，以赛亚书六十章的十九节。
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19.
啊，请读。
Verse 19, the sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will give be to you an everlasting light and your God your glory.
好，这个地方讲啊，神要做你永远的光。
Here, it says, the Lord will be to you an everlasting light.
哦，太阳光会下山的。
The sun sets.
哦，但是神要做你永远的光，这个光是不会掉下去的。
But God will be that everlasting light, sun that never sets.
那这是什么？
So what does this mean?
你的神要成为你的荣耀。
Which that means your God will be your glory.
哦，就是神的荣耀在我们生活中会表现出来。
Which means God's glory will shine in our lives.
我曾经看到一个老弟兄，差不多每一次聚会都到。
So I often see this old brother to come and worship God every day.
他有两次中风。
So he got stroke two times.
非常严重。
And there was a very, one was very severe.
连医生都觉得他可能没有办法。
And even the doctor said he might not able to get through that.
那他要被送去医院以前，他向神祷告。
So before he went to the ER, he was praying to God.
说神啊，求你让我能够荣耀你。他只有求一件事情。
So what he prayed for is, God, make me glorify your name.
哎，真的，两天就出院了。
And after that prayer, he went out of ER after 2 days.
里面的人，周围家里面的人都觉得很惊讶。
And all of his family was surprised by this incident.
为什么？
And why is that?
如果我们常常住在神的殿，亲近神，神的光，神的荣耀要照我。
And that is because if we are close to God and we live in His temple, then God will shine His glory on us.
神的恩典要叫我们在外邦人中做神的荣耀。
And He will make us His glory upon all other people.
好，我们再看以赛亚书的六十章。
Let's turn to look at turn to Isaiah chapter 60.
请读，二十节。
Verse 20. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended.
这个地方讲啊，神必做你永远的光。
So here it says, God will be your everlasting light.
你悲哀的日子也要完毕。
And the days of your mourning shall be ended.
为什么人会悲哀？
So why do men mourn?
因为心里充满黑暗。
Because there's darkness in his heart.
那黑暗的来源很多。
And there are all kinds of reasons where darkness rises.
有时候是恨，当一个人被恨充满，他充满着黑暗，他就没有喜乐。
So it may come from hatred, and it becomes very dark.
有时候是绝望。
And it might also come from being desperate.
当你被绝望充满的时候，你不会快乐，因为在黑暗里面没路可走。
If you are desperate, you will find no way in your life, and you are just covered by this darkness.
神要做我们永远的光。
But here it says God will be our everlasting light.
这个光一来，黑暗就没有了。
And if there is light, there is no darkness.
黑暗没有，我们又看到我们的前途。
So there is no darkness, then we will see our path.
那个就是我们的喜乐。
And that is the path to our joy.
所以，神，我们常常到神的殿来，住在神的殿来亲近神，这是好的。
So it is beneficial to us for us to come in and worship Him.
我们现在回来看诗篇八十四篇。
Let's jump back to Psalm chapter 84.
但是要到神的殿来有一段路要走。
But in order to come into God's temple, there is this path you have to walk through.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
请。
Verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
这里讲，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安道道，这个人便有福。
Here it says, Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
第一个，你心中要向往。
So your heart has to long for this place.
如果不会向往，你不会来教会。
If you don't long for the church, you will not even come.
那第二个，要从神得力量。
And then you have to also receive this strength from God.
所以第七节，他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安来朝见神。
So in verse 7, here it says, they go from strength to strength and come before God.
你看那个十二年血肉的妇人。
If we look at the woman that was unhealed for 12 years,
她要来靠近主耶稣。
She wanted to approach Jesus.
每一步路都很难。
And it takes great effort for her to
但是他一步一步往前走
But he took step by step.
他用心触摸了主耶稣，恩典就进到他身上。
And he touched Jesus, and blessings was given to her.
我们看撒该。
If we look at Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
撒该啊，很有钱。
Zacchaeus was a rich man.
也做税吏长。
And he was also a tax collector.
但是没有人要他。
But no one likes him.
他也没有喜乐。
And there is no joy in his life.
所以主耶稣从那里过。
So once Jesus was walking in front of him.
大家挡住他看不到主耶稣。
And he cannot see Jesus.
如果撒该说看不见就回去了，他就永远不会有什么改变。
So if he doesn't,did his part and climb up the tree to see Jesus, nothing will change.
撒该爬到树上。
And so he climbed the tree.
他爬到树上，这要力量的。
So this takes effort for him to go up, to climb the tree.
主耶稣看到他。
And then Jesus saw him.
叫他下来，今天救恩到你家里。
And he asked Zacchaeus to come down and he said, I want to go to your stay at your place.
我们疫情已经快三年了。
So it's been almost 3 years since the pandemic first started.
疫情也可以当作我们没有来教会的原因。
So this pandemic may also be our excuse for not coming to the church.
可以很合理化。
And that may be a reasonable reason.
但是，
but
当一个人从神得到力量，
so if you receive this strength from God,
这一条路虽然不好走。
Even this path may be full of difficulties.
我们还是可以到神的面前来朝见神。
We'll still go on to it and then come to worship him.
那这个就可以得到福气啊。
And then we can at the end receive blessings.
我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
84篇第六节。
Chapter 84, verse 6. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools.
这个第六节讲经过流泪谷叫这个谷变为泉源之地。
Here it says, they pass through the valley of Baca, that they make it a spring, the rain also covers it with pools.
所以要到耶路撒冷朝见神有时候会经历困难。
So there's a lot of trials and tribulations if you wanted to go to Jerusalem to worship God.
一个人要拜神有时候要经历很多困难。
And if someone wants to worship God, he might also experience this kind of difficulties.
但是当他开始得到力量，开始来亲近神。
But once he receives strength from God after being close to God,
流泪谷要变成泉源之地。
Then this valley of Baca will become a land of springs.
所以他会开始体会到神的恩典。
And he will start to experience God's blessings.
泉源之地，人的属灵生命会丰盛。
A land of springs is full of blessings.
那这个人属灵的灵性会活泼。
Then he will be a very good in his spirituality.
所以我们能够常常来到锡安朝见神。
So if we constantly come to Zion to worship God,
这是极大的恩典。
This is a great blessing.
感谢神。
Thank God.
唱诗。